Hello, this is Janet Meshuggah Watson for Voice of the Last Days Ministry, and this is your wake-up call. The Lord is doing a great thing in the earth. Well, we've been talking on the topic, a message to true believers. And remember, I told you I'm sharing with you a prophetic lesson that the Lord gave me that was addressed to true believers. And we spent last time talking about what is a true believer. Bottom line, obedience, the desire for obedience from the heart. And remember, as I've said to you before, the obedience is done as Christ is formed in you by way of the Holy Spirit. It's your job to submit your will to the Lord Jesus Christ, and His Spirit in you will help you to be obedient. Isn't that good news? But, you know, you can't live on the fence. You can't do just anything you want to do and then expect that you're going to be able to be obedient, because now you've separated yourself from the leading of the Holy Spirit and you can't in and of yourself do it. But as you welcome Christ in your life, the Holy Spirit to lead in all areas, He'll help you do what you need to do. I want to begin today reading this prophetic lesson to you, and intermittently there's scriptures. We're just going to take it just a little bit at a time and get to it, just as the Lord wants it to be. How about that? Okay, let's do this together. And this is the way the Lord began this lesson to me. It said, this is what you need to know. That's a good way to begin. I want to know what I need to know, don't you? All things are going according to my plan. Nothing has escaped my control. Why is it important to believe that? Well, I don't know where you live, but where I live in this world, there's a lot going on that could look scary. You could wonder, where is God in all of this? Well, now, if you've read the Bible and you know about prophecy, you know that it's the fulfillment of God's word right before our very eyes. But we don't have to be afraid, because God's plan, just as we see these things happening that has been prophesied, it's going to end just like the Lord said also. I want to read a scripture to you in Romans 8. Beginning with, I'm going to skip around a few scriptures in there. Let's look at Romans 8:28. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, this is the Amplified Version, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to and for those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. The things that you're going through are forming you into how you need to be equipped for your purpose in God, the heavenly vision that's in you, your eternal call. Oh, isn't it good to know that God has a purpose that's your purpose? But you have to be prepared for it. As I said to you a little while ago, the Lord said to me at one point in time, He said, you want to be a warrior, but you don't want to go into battle. That's, oh. Of course, the Lord knows us better than we know ourselves, and He knows what we need in order to be where we need to be when the appointment is made, so that we'll know what we need to know, all of those things. He's working it together for our good. We can't see it until it's done. Have you ever watched someone working on something that has a lot of pieces? Well, I mean, a good example of that is one of those big puzzles, and the person is working on it, and you have no idea what that picture is going to be, but all those pieces are being fit together, and when it's finished, you see the picture. It may be a beautiful sunset or a horse. Now you can even take a picture of yourself and have it made into a puzzle. I don't know why we'd want to spend all that time putting together a picture of ourselves, but it can be done. But it's only done when all those pieces are fit together, and then the whole picture is formed. The Lord spoke to me again. The Spirit just brought this back to my mind. A few years ago in a prophetic lesson, He said, you've taken one piece of the puzzle, and you look at it, and then you determine from that how things are going in your life. He said, all of your questions are based on you looking at one piece. He said, I see the whole picture, and I'm working all things together for your good. Now, what is your good? To bring about God's purpose in you. The ultimate call is for God's purpose in us to be fulfilled. Now, we say Christ is manifested through us. Yes, He has manifested through us in that we show love, that we reach out, that we help. All of those things have to be there first, but also we have assignments in the Spirit. Well, how will I know? You don't have to know in advance. God's preparing you, and His Spirit will put you where you need to be. And sometimes it's not even until I'm speaking to this specifically to one person, at least. It won't be until after maybe you've had an exchange with someone that you look and you think, that was an appointment. I know God had me there at that place and time. Maybe you thought it was an accident that you were where you are. But you're there and you speak to someone and you think, oh, God was in that. Well, you can't do that unless you're being obedient. So wherever obedience takes you, then you know that God is working those things out for your good. And I want to say to you also, even if you have spent times in your life in rebellion and or disobedience, if you come to God and you ask Him to forgive you, you see, He is not limited by time. He can now even make those things that were great hurts in your life somehow or another benefit you. How? I don't know. But I just know what He said. Romans 8:31 then says, what then shall we say to all this? If God is for us, who can be against us? Who can be our foe if God is on our side? There's a scripture in the Old Testament. It's either in Psalm or Isaiah. But it says, if they contend with you, they contend with me. If they contend with you, they contend with me. Wow. Talk about heaven. An entourage or bodyguards. If you're being obedient to God and someone comes against you, they're coming against the God of the universe. I know that's hard to imagine. It is in my carnal thinking, but I know in my heart that if I know that God loves me, I want you to know that God loves you and that He'll work things that even if it looked like, and even if a person's heart, they were out to get you, God can use it for your benefit. Romans 8, still, 35-39, says, who shall ever separate us from Christ's love? Shall suffering and affliction and tribulation, or calamity and distress, or persecution or hunger or destitution, or peril or sword? Even as it is written, for thy sake we are put to death all the day long. We are regarded and counted as sheep for the slaughter. He's referencing here true Christian martyrs. I mean, people that were giving their lives for their belief in Jesus Christ, and also those that were always running from those that were after them to kill them. As I've said to you before, even those that are in my heritage, the Armenian people, there was a great slaughter of the Armenians because they believed in Jesus Christ and would not deny the name of the Lord and accept the name of another religion. Verse 37, yet amid all these things we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through Him who loved us. Listen, now you may have heard this scripture before, but I want you to go beyond the point of hearing and know that this is true. Have you ever heard someone when you're talking, they say to you, I heard that. Are they meaning those sound waves are hitting in my ear and I'm hearing that when they're saying, I identify with that. That resonates in me. I want this to resonate in you today. So that when I finish reading this, you're able to say, I heard that. All right. Yet amid all these things, we are more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded beyond doubt. In other words, he's saying, I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. There it says angels. Well, one third of the angels fell with Satan. And I guess we would suppose that they're doing his bidding, but they can't thwart the work of God in you. You know, that your own weakness won't thwart the work of God in you if your heart is to obey and to allow the Holy Spirit to do the work through you. I recently said as I was ministering, and I'll say this to you, the Lord spoke to me a while back and He said, I am not hindered by your weakness and I am not helped by your strength. Oh, encouragement and humility all in one fell swoop. But it's the truth. It's not about your strength or your weakness. It's about your obedience and your submission to the Lord Jesus Christ by listening to the Holy Spirit. Well, let me read on just a little bit. So nothing has escaped God. It's not gone out of His control. He went on to say, the enemy of your soul smells victory and supposes that you are being undone. But I have ordained all things to work to your good. If you look at 1 Peter 5:8, let me read this, what you said. What it said. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, I know I bring this to you, this scripture to you every now and then, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To Him be the glory and the dominion forever. So it is true that Satan is looking for an opportunity in your life to take advantage. But he does not know that when he comes to devour you, he's going to meet the lion of the tribe of Judah. The Lord spoke something to me today that explains. There's a scripture that the apostle is talking, and he says, our message smells like death, or we smell like death to those who are perishing. But to those who are receiving the Lord, I'm putting this in my own words, we're a sweet-smelling savor. The Lord gave me a good example. You know, a lioness, if the cubs smell their mother coming, oh, aren't they thrilled? That's their mother. That's who is going to feed them. But to the one that would try to come against that cub, if they smell the lioness coming, it's not joy, it's fear. We don't have to fear God in terms of being afraid of Him. We have reverential fear. He will protect us. The one that needs to be very scared, as we use the word, is the one that would come against the work of the Lord, because He will vindicate and He will take care of you today. What are you coming against today? What's coming against you? What has you downcast? Oh, God's not going to leave you now. He didn't bring you this far to leave you. He'll never forsake you. I want to pray for your encouragement today. Lord, I thank you that no matter what comes against us, you're there to defend us. Lord, even if we don't understand our circumstances, we know that you'll work them for our benefit. We give it all to you, Lord. Good, bad, ugly. Everything that's in us, it's yours. Manifest yourself through us. Lord, we know that you will also protect and keep us. Bring vengeance where there needs to be vengeance. Care and keeping where there needs to be care and keeping, because we call upon your name. We thank you for Jesus Christ, through whom the devourer has been rebuked and exiled, and in whose name and authority and under whose blood we pray. And everybody said, amen. Well, is the devil messing with you? Call upon the name of Jesus. Oh, and when he smells that blood of Jesus Christ, he'll flee from you. And I am praying for you.